I appreciate it. Still live here? Yes, you are. You smacked the shit out of that.
No, my fault.
You're good. You're good. So, guys, yesterday, you know, well, first of all, yeah, yesterday I had an epiphany happen during a show, okay? I was sitting right behind the camera, and my eyes got wide, and I'm sorry, I couldn't contain it. You know, I just had to let you guys know what was going on. Mm-hmm. So I explained to you guys that I had this dream, okay? It's a very, it's a loose dream, all right? But long story short, Tuesday going into Wednesday morning, I woke up from my dream, and I woke up at the point where I got hit by a Dodge Durango, a red Dodge Durango, right? So I got hit by a red Dodge Durango. My legs are crumpled, right? But I felt like it was a cartoon, right? I'm still on the hood of this Dodge Durango going through stores like it's a mall. Poof, 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 just barreling through it, right? And I was like, okay, that was weird. That was really weird, but that was my dream, you know? I went to the dispo. I told some guy about it at the dispo. He goes, yeah, man, I'd watch out for red Dodge Durangos. I'm like, nah, for sure. Like, I'm on guard trying to make sure that I don't get hit by anything like that. So I left it as it was. You know, I just left it as the day before I played a lot of basketball. My legs are sore. I was like, maybe that's my body trying to tell me, yo, your legs are sore. You got hit by a Dodge Durango. Cool, whatever. Then these guys have a podcast here yesterday, and their guest, Jay Show.
Yes, sir.
Jay
yes, sir.
Show.
Yes, sir.
You just kept saying red Dodge Durango, red Dodge Durango, red Dodge Durango, and it just fucking clicked. It was like an epiphany, bro. You ever watched That's So Raven, where her eye just does that thing? That's what happened to me, guys. Mm-hmm. That's what happened to me at that moment, okay? I'm so dead ass. Well, here's the crazy part, guys, okay? So Jay Show has an album called Red Durango. Mm-hmm. Red Durango, yes, sir. Yes, okay? Sir. And I was like, hold up. I'm like, why is this happening right now? And it just didn't make any sense, right? So then I was like, maybe I was meant for the, like, maybe the universe was meant to work out that way. Maybe I was supposed to meet Jay Show that day yesterday, or my body just knew that it was coming that week. You guys were laughing at me when I talked about it, but I believe wild. In that shit, bro.
That's a fact. That's true. That's true. 100%.
I believe in universal signs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what are you guys' thoughts about that? Am I just wilding out right now?
Well, first off, it was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, the way you just came out.
Yeah, because you like freaked out a little bit.
I did.
It was weird because, like, when we put this out, like, they're not going to be able to hear you, but, like, our reaction to you talking about it is going to be absolutely.
We didn't know what you were going to say at first.
Not at all. You're like, guys, I have to say something right now. I said, okay. The audio get fucked up or something? He's like, I got hit by a red Dodge Durango.
You're like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, right. The combo took a crazy turn after that.
Left turn, bro. Left turn. I don't know where. And I could tell by your face that you thought I was going to come up with, like, bro, the audio's done. Like, we got to cut it right now.
Yeah.
But, dude, that was just like a moment, right? So I'm reading this book right now, guys. It's called The Creative Act, The Way of Being by Rick Rubin, okay? And, you know, the way I read it is I take, like, an entry a day. So the entry today was called Clues, right? This is where it gets kind of weird.
Okay.
All right. So let's just elaborate. It's called Look for Clues, okay? And I'm going to just read, like, two passages here and then, you know, just try to tie it into what's going on in my life right now. It's really weird, guys. This shit's weird, but it makes sense. It makes sense if you look at it with an open mind and a different perspective, okay?
Cool.
So an integral, and he's talking about clues, right? Clues. So an integral part of the artist's work is deciphering these signals. The more open you are, the more clues you will find and the less effort you'll need to extract. You may be able to think less and begin to rely on answers arising within you, right? So we take that as it is. Mm-hmm. Cool, right? Deciphering clues, deciphering signals, okay?
Yeah.
I think I deciphered a clue when I was listening into your podcast yesterday, right?
Yep.
So then it goes, when clues present themselves, it can sometimes feel like the delicate mechanism of a clock at work. As the universe is nudging you with little reminders that it's on your side and wants to provide everything you need to complete your mission. Am I crazy, guys? Am I following out? Are you guys following me, though? Are you following me, though? Like, okay.
I am. Yeah. First off, do you read a passage from this book, like, every episode?
No.
Okay.
No, this book is, it's newer, but it just, like, resonated right now, so that's why I have it right here.
Fair enough. All right.
This was the passage that I wrote, read this morning.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
And I choose to read a passage a day. And I'll read it out loud, bro, just because it's, like, it's so short. It's, like, 3 to 4 pages, and that's the passage. That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and just to let it sink in and shit, yeah.
And then it goes, look for what you notice, but no one else sees, right? And I was like, damn, all right, that's very literal. I noticed that red Dodge Durango thing, right?
Yeah.
But you guys can't see that because you either didn't experience the dream. You feel me?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The universe working in weird ways.
Universe definitely works in weird ways.
You never know what's going to happen.
I do believe in it in a certain sense, like how you're describing it when it comes to like all the crystal shit I don't really care for. Like, that's not really like what I fully believe in or anything like that. I don't believe like the planets are aligned to fucking do shit for us. But I do believe that there are certain things like hints in life that will guide you in a certain way, or at least give you like some type of advice.
And to me, that was a hint from the universe, as crazy as it sounds. Me getting hit by a Dodge Durango, me meeting Jay Cho, who has an album named Red Durango. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense. And even crazier, guys, I had an interview with one of my friends. I Love You Productions. Where's Fabio, right? Where's Fabio? Photographer, videographer.
Okay.
Guess who he's with this morning doing a music video?
Jay Cho.
God. Yes, bro.
And yeah. That's what we were talking about yesterday.
That's what we were talking about. Yeah, it all depends, like. You just see some things in the universe, you'd be like, oh, no, you know, obviously we're going to laugh about them and everything, but then you'll see different things start to connect with them over time, and then you got to pay attention to one of them.
Yeah, it blows. That kind of blows my mind, actually. Yeah,
that was crazy.
Because you did say before we actually got on the pod, there was something else that kind of came up. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, man. So there's a lot of things going on, and, like, the biggest thing I took from that passage right there was just, like, the universe will give you little reminders to let you know that it's on your side and that you're on the right path, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the way that I look at this podcast, this platform.
Yeah.
It's an affirmation from the universe trying to be like, oh, you're good, bro. Chill out. You're good. You're doing well. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, everyone, welcome to the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle. We have the New Faces Podcast doing a collab here. We got Brandon on my right. And to my left, we got, how many nicknames you got?
I only got a couple. Isaac. Isaac, Ezekiel, Zay Guns, Zay the Killer. You already know who it is. I sound like a SoundCloud rapper. I love it, though. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for having us, my guy.
Yes, no sir. Doubt, guys. Thanks for being here. You know, I think this is really cool to be able to collab because our paths have crossed many of times, yes. You know, but it's never happened. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely had a couple of moments of, you know, crossing paths. You came to our 3-on-3 tournament. That was much love there. Appreciate that.
Of course.
Where else did we meet, though? I'm trying to think.
At the Sanctuary, bro, on a for real.
That's right, the Sanctuary, because that's where we were recording for a little bit, yeah.
That's what it all started as. So I was doing the Middleman Podcast at Sanctuary Studio, and you guys were doing the New Faces Podcast at Sanctuary Studio, and this was maybe, what, 2 years now?
Yeah, two years ago.
Yeah.
Because this was 2021 we were in there, so definitely 2 years ago now at this point.
And a lot has changed. A lot has changed, but the two have survived.
Yes. The two have made it through. We both moved to Philly, so it kind of just made sense in that regard to keep it going with us too.
Yeah, completely different spaces now, you know, just trying to level up each step we go. So we're excited.
New faces and new places, man. New faces and new places. So you two, right? What's the relationship between you two? How long have you two known each other? You know, just give me a little bit of background of how you two actually, you know, came to becoming podcast hosts.
So how we met is funny because we weren't like how we met is not like how we became friends. Mm-hmm. So he went to Bloomsburg for college. I've only been there one time for block party. So I went down with one of my friends. We were, you know, doing the normal block party shit, drinking, whatever. One of our mutual friends, Mike Swingle, we met with, and he was already at his house or one of his friends' house. Mm-hmm. So we were just at the house drinking, having a good time, going crazy. Then we... My boy Swingle was like, we got a place to stay. We got to start walking, though, because you live far away at the time from the main place. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I didn't know. So we're walking. 20 minutes goes by. I'm like, dude, why are we walking uphill still? What is going on? So we walked for like a good like half hour, 40 minutes, till we finally got somewhere. And he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, you got to sleep on the floor. I'm like, okay, we're sleeping on the floor of some person's house. We don't know. Awesome. So we wake up, and me and my boy... Swingle ended up finding a couch.
Yeah.
That shit had me so mad. Because I, as soon as I got there, I'm like, whatever. I don't even care. I was 21, so like sleeping on the floor is fine. So pass out. I wake up. CJ, my boy CJ, is sleeping on a bag of clothes that isn't his. it's either his or one of his roommates or something. Just a pile of clothes. Underwear, whatever the hell.
Ew, was it clean?
I don't know. Probably not. It was on the floor. So, and then I slept with my backpack with like 15 beers in it. I don't even know how many were. It was the most uncomfortable sleep ever. And I just wake up to him. Look, I woke up and I turn around and he's just staring over us like.
You looking at them?
Yeah, I come out of my room. I was like, ho. I was like, good morning, fellas. I was like, good morning. I was like, Swing. I was like,
what's going on here? Then, you know, I just proceeded to make my oatmeal, go right back in my room. I was like, talk to him for a little bit. I was like, all right, all right. It's like the weirdest thing that's happened here. So let it go. Let it slide.
Yeah. And then we, so then we became friends just through a mutual friend of ours. And then ever since then, it's just been kind of, you know.
And you're not a big partier, to my understanding.
A big partier?
No, he's not a big drinker. He's not a big drinker.
Not a big drinker at all.
Okay.
Well, I don't really drink at all. Yeah. Big partier? Used to be.
Ragers, mosh pits.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah, yeah, I'm hearing about, yo, so like, the one thing I will say about this show and just like watching it and observing it is that both of you guys are funny as shit, right? Mm-hmm. But Zay, you always come out of left field with everything and anything, bro. Like, there's a lot of things that I don't know about you, but your high energy is fantastic, right? Ragers, mosh pits.
Oh like, yeah, what? 100%. Like, yeah, you see what I got on. Oh my! Oh. You already see what I'm decked out in.
Represent.
Yeah, but
you got money, bro. That shit must have cost a lot.
That's a fact. And it was the Miami one, of course.
It was a care package they sent to my house.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like six items in it, you know.
That's but, right. For being a regular.
Yeah, you know. So the mosh pit and raging. I started 2019. Yeah, 2019. I just went down to the Miami one with a bunch of my friends. They said, you didn't go wrong. I said, okay. Everything, yeah, it was cool and everything. We didn't know what we were getting into. We didn't worry about nothing. Get there, bing, bam, boom, little Yachty comes on. I'm like, oh, damn, this is crazy. Because I've been in, like, smaller ones, but not 215,000 people, you know. And we get there the first day. Okay, cool, it was all right. Second day, lost my phone. Friends lost their phone, didn't know where anybody was at. I'm walking the whole, from where the Hard Rock Stadium, where the Dolphins play, all the way down the strip, all the way somewhere with no phone. I don't have my card on me. I don't have my
cash. How old are you at the time?
22?
Okay,
22,
wow,
something
okay.
like that. Yeah.
The world is your oyster.
Didn't have no money, didn't know where I was. I was walking Miami and then get to this gas station. I'm like, yo, Uber, just ask a random people. Ask the cop. I was like, yo, sir, can you take your mind take me home? He was like, nah. I said, all right.
She said, no.
I said, all right. I said, protect and serve, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Then this random guy, I was just sitting next to him, just talking to him. I was at a 7-Eleven. I just sat down, started talking. I was like, yeah, I'm stranded. He was like, you need a ride? I said, yeah, you mind? I'll hop on the Uber with you and everything, like share. He was like, yeah. I was like, I checked again. I was like, oh, I don't got no cash or no car to like give you for the Uber. He's like, it's fine. I'll Uber you to your hotel and everything. I said,
oh, that's nice.
I said, man, you're the best. To this day, I was like, it's an angel. I just never knew who the guy was. He just supplied me with that and everything. And then from 2019, I was supposed to go to 2020 and see Pop Smoke. But, you know, sadly, rest in peace and everything. And that Miami one was the last time I saw Juice WRLD. RP too, so
yeah.
Then me and my friends, my roommate Eli, shout out Eli and Tyreek, Daily Profits gambling page, check it out. We went to the 2021 rolling out Miami, changed their whole life. Travis was there, played with Cardi was there performing, Uzi, and Post Malone, and then ever since then, you know, people ask me,
wow, so he really is a frequent flyer,
100%. Yeah,
wow. Yeah,
he's a regular.
Good for you, man. Yeah, good for you. That's exciting, right?
They have been trying to drag me to that shit. Never.
Yeah, he's not ready for it. So.
Are you not a big mosh pit guy?
No.
Have you ever been a part of one?
Yes.
I've been. Or what was the largest mosh pit that you've been a part of?
Largest mosh pit? It was probably in Made in America.
Okay.
And I believe it was, I want to say it was actually Travis Scott, to be honest. I got out of there as soon as I could. I do not like that shit. It is not for me. I don't like, get away from me. get the fuck away. I'm not trying to, because I've also seen, so I know it's different because like rap shows are different than like everything else, but I went to, as a young, like as a high school kid, I went to like a screamo sort of thing.
Sick.
Yeah. And
who was it?
I goodbye. So I went there because I was like, all right, you know, my friends like this music, I fucking hate this shit, but like, you know, I gotta give it a try, see it live, maybe it changes my mind. I seen one band perform. I go outside, disgustingly hot in there. It's real small. A guy is puking up blood. I text my mom, like, pick me up. I can't do this shit. This shit is so ass. I was out. Done. So, mosh pits for me in general are not it. Like, I just don't. I like to, like, sit in the back or, like, even if I stand in the crowd, it's like, all right, I want a show to be like, I want to experience a show. I ain't trying to kick nobody in the fucking face. Yeah. It's just not my thing.
Was that guy like, you think he got punched in the ribs or something?
Probably. I would assume so. That's I mean, funny. I don't remember. It was a while ago.
What a life. Yeah. What a life, man.
Just to see a band that like had like 500 followers or some shit. It's just ridiculous. It never made sense to me.
I've been a part of a mosh pit, but like it's all right. So here it is. Ready? I went to a JID concert. All right. JID Cimino. And the last song that JID performed was the song Stick. Okay. And that gets people freaking like hyped up for no reason. Real rager type of song. But listen, I'm like 7-8 rows out in the general admission with the crowd. Right. Mm-hmm. As soon as we all knew that song was coming on, bro, I told my buddy, I said, yo, bro, I'll catch you at the end of the show. So I, I said, yo, yo, legit bolted into the front, bro. I'm there like two rows out. I'm like, yo, this shit's crazy. Like, jumping, going crazy. You know, you got to be built for it.
Well, I like in certain scenarios, if it's not like an actual mosh pit and like a song like that comes on, I will go to the front.
Nah, bro. They were fucking.
Oh, they were.
They were going nuts, bro. That song. I think they performed that song at Rolling Loud. And
yeah. Oh, Sheck West did it. Oh,
dude. I think JID was on the like a flagpole type shit. Like, that's kind of nuts. Shit's fucking shaking. People go nuts for that. But we're getting off topic here. Let's get back to the New Faces podcast. Let's get back to you guys. You know, we've met at Sanctuary Studios, and back then, you know, your team was much larger. Okay, I remember your team being much larger, and the two have survived. Talk to me about some of the challenges that you guys have endured while trying to start the show. Because to my understanding, this is the third runaround. Yeah. You know, so you know, talk to me about the struggles, and then you know, I want to know what keeps you guys so persistent and headstrong to keep it going.
Word. So. I actually had a podcast before New Faces. It was called Triple Threat. It was sports. I like sports. I don't really care about talking about it too much. So like that kind of ended. So the first iteration of New Faces, we did it with Grunza. Shout out to Grunza Maeda. That's my dog. Easily one of the best people I've ever worked with, just in general. Super accommodating, just very knowledgeable, like very like he was very like willing to work with us no matter what. Like, you know, during like struggles of money, whatever the case was, he was like, all right, just give me do. Like, it was fine, right? Like, he was just willing to help us out. But I was going through like multiple co-hosts at the time. He was definitely actually in the rotation towards the end of it. But then COVID hit and, you know, Grunza got sick. And it was unfortunate because, like I said, Grunza, it was just one of those things where, like, for me, like, you know, I want to post every week, I want to be consistent. The Zoom shit just wasn't great for us in that regard, because I think we're just better in studio when we're able to talk face to face. And so, and like I said, Grunza didn't want anyone in the studio, which we totally understood, because, you know, that's the last thing I want to do is make him, you know, very sick in any way, shape or form.
For sure.
So the momentum kind of ended there, unfortunately. And then we switched. I decided I wanted to switch co-hosts and just do a whole, not a different style per se, but just different co-hosts that like I become really close with. Zay. The second iteration was me, Zay, Jaleel, and Gary. And you know, at the time we were literally recording around a computer at outside my house. Like, I pressed play on Zoom and we talked into the computer and just posted it. That was for like the first like five episodes. Cause I just didn't have the equipment for it. So once we got like five episodes out there and I just wanted to get some feel of like what our fandom would be, I was like, oh, people really fuck with this. Like the initial views were crazy. So we were like, all right, boom, let's find a studio. At the time, we found Sanctuary Studios with Monk, and we got with him for another five episodes. And unfortunately, things just didn't work out there for whatever reason. You know, I won't get into it too much, but things just didn't work out. And at that time, me and him already kind of talked about moving to Philadelphia anyway. So it was one of those things where it's like, okay, like, I don't know where this show is going now, because we're going to move. Like, I'm not going to drive 2 hours back and forth every week. Unfortunately, it's just not how we can do things. So we just decided to move, and I was actually a little like off the podcasting thing for a little bit, just cause I was like, I just don't feel like we've had bad experiences with camera people at this point and like audio people. So we were like, I was just like, I don't feel like dealing with all this. But then I moved down, and then, what was it, a month or two later, you moved down. And then we were there in Philly, and I'm like, let's just start a fucking right, let's just start new faces. Might as well, again, man. Yeah, because like we're down here. We have so much opportunity in Philly to interview people and to kind of just get our shit off. So we were just like, let's just do it. So we started that back up. Was it late 2022?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. And we just been, you know, we have about 10, 11 episodes right now. We definitely just got two more here. Mm-hmm. We hired someone for a videographer. Shout out to Anthony. That's our dog. And yeah, we're going to get started, you know, with, you know, clips and everything else. We're really excited to really like fully dive into this now. Like we have someone that knows, you know, how to like work with us, knows how to operate in that realm, you know, so we're, you know, we're ready to go, man.
So what brought you into the podcasting avenue in the first place? You know, you said you had the podcast previous to New Faces, and then today I'm going to ask you the same question as well. So what draws you to wanting to have a podcast? What is that?
Yeah, so I spent a lot of my time just watching podcasts, to be honest. Like, it was just like, I was always on YouTube. I was always on social media just watching shit, like Twitter, like everything else. But, like, podcasting was the one thing I was like, I felt like it was like an escape. Like when I was in college, I was working at a smoke shop. So literally I just had like full reign to do whatever the fuck I wanted at that point. So like I just had my laptop set up and I would watch multiple like YouTube channels, whether it was just, even if it wasn't podcasting, it was like album reviewers, like Dead End Hip Hop, Anthony Fantano. And then I would watch podcasts like Brilliant Idiots. I think Joe Budden at the time as well, with when Rory and Maul were there. And a few others. So I was just like just kind of like learning how to like interact on a podcast. I'm like, this is something I know I can fucking do. So that started in 2016, 2017 for me when I started the Triple Threat. And it was always an interest of mine. Cause I'm like, I guess I kind of think in a realm, like I want to be the first to do something here. Cause I was already doing the music journalism thing. That was the first thing I was doing. And I was doing album reviews. And honestly, a lot of people were really like rocking with those. Cause I was like, all right, cool. Like, you know, no one's really doing it in Scranton. So like being able to be the first in something, cause this is going to sound super cocky, but I don't give a fuck. I feel like I was the first one to really start this like podcast shit out in Scranton. Like, I don't know a single person that was doing podcasting outside of me at that point in time. Now I could be wrong and maybe I didn't know too many people in Scranton. But I'm going to just throw that out there. I don't give a fuck. I'm talking my shit for this and one time only. I definitely feel like I kind of put people on to like, oh, this podcasting thing is like at like possible for anybody in our area. Cause at that time, I didn't feel like a lot of creative shit was really happening in our area. So I wanted to kind of get into that realm and see what I can do with it.
Understood. Zay, yeah. What brought you into the podcasting game?
Well, Brandon just hit me up one day. I think it was, 2019 or something?
Yeah.
And to just come on the podcast with him with Grunz and everything. Just, you know, talk, chop it up and everything. And then I got into it. He's like, yo, you know, we want to have you on as a regular, you know, continue, like, co-hosting the show and everything. I'm like, sounds like a good idea. You know, just talking, looking at the camera, looking good, talking. You know, can't pass up that opportunity. And then I used to just watch, like, on YouTube, like, Cash Nasty, like, their react. Like, I used to watch reaction videos just all the time, like the Law Twins, like B. Lou and Zios and all of them, and Clutch Entertainment, just like reaction videos of just them like doing like music and just funny like compilations and all. I'm like, oh, that's, in a way, that's a form of podcast. They're just, it's just the reaction form of it. Just them in front of a camera just joking and laughing. I'm like, why? I was like, why not do it? I was like, why not just do it? Do this in real life without a camera, regularly, just by myself, and then Brandon me up with the idea. So I was like, let's combine the two, basically. We're funnier. Everyone's starting to notice that and everything. And so I said, why not us? Everybody's doing other stuff for less, making more money. Everybody with less resources sometimes getting more sponsorships, more money. Mm-hmm. And everyone's doing something just randomly. It could take one clip, one or two clips. They could be done. As long as they get that one clip out, I'm like, all right, we got to do something, but we just can't. I was like, we started it. I was like, we just can't end it. We just can't end it like that. So, and then, you know, continue from here. And then once you got to Philly, I'm like, oh, yeah, we're golden. We're golden. There's so many studios we could work with, so many people we can work with. And so I just told him I just want to get as many guests, men. I told him we definitely got a whole bunch of women creators lined up too. We definitely want to emphasize on that, not just because, you know, all fake woke in that. No, because we want to shed light to the just all women doing their thing that don't get on local podcasts, and but you see them doing big things, but they're not getting the light on them. And obviously other creators too, rappers, the artists, photographers, and videographers, and just people in like high business and everything. So just to get different viewers into the podcast. So that's what I'm trying to do.
I love that, guys. I love that because it all started here in Scranton, and now you guys are taking it to Philly. You know,
that's my FOMO.
You know, you were mentioning how, you know, just being down here, you know, you guys had to rebrand and find new people, and you felt as if, you know, you are one of the pioneers of podcasting in this area, which I will say is a bold statement, not on my part, because I'm from the Poconos.
It's facts.
I'm from the Poconos, so I don't want to get into that beef or the squabble. But
to be fair, I really don't think there would be a beef on that. Probably. No, careful. Like no, that's just genuinely how I feel when I'm doing this shit.
So. Yeah, man, and like so, you know, you had having a co-host, having guests come on the show. You guys went from Scranton, now you're in Philly. One thing that I want to touch on upon in Scranton is your 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Because guys, that was such a fantastic event, and it seems the people in this area, man, like they really do support you. So you guys do have the support. Just, you know, the consistency is where it's at. You know, you guys know a decent amount of people. You're both freaking hilarious. You guys are mentioning having to bring people on the show. I've heard it. I listened. It's crisp audio. I love the audio. It's a great job. You do that yourself?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great, man, because I know that takes a lot of time. So congratulations for you for doing that, because it's like you have to figure it all out, right? So back to just the basketball tournament, right? A lot of people in the area love the tournament. It's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. This is what, your third, second year doing it?
So we did one back in 2019. I would say like consistently, if we're going to be we are going to be consistent with it. This will be our first one for like our iteration. Mm-hmm. So I would say this is our first one.
All right. Yeah. And that was a great response from the people because, you know, while you guys were here, this is your third day recording in a row, you know, yes. So. How do you guys feel? Are you a little tired? You feel productive? How's the energy rolling?
Feel all right. Feel good. You know, gotta get it done. Work gotta be done. So yes. Can't complain about it.
I'm not tired. I can do this all day.
Good, because as I was mentioning, like this is your third day here. And like we were talking about Scranton with the people who you brought through the show, talked about Scranton, talked about culture. One of the things that's most mind-boggling to me is that Scranton is labeled the most depressing city of the United States. And I was like, hold up. I'm like, chill out. That's crazy. That's not true. But, you know, you guys reiterated it many of times. And I'm like, is that really, really a fact? Can I Google that right now?
You could. I don't remember what year it was, though. I'll be honest. Okay. It might have been during the pandemic? I don't remember when I saw it. I just remember Scranton being the most depressing city. If I get this wrong, whatever, fuck it.
How do you guys feel? Let me ask you, how do you guys feel about this area? You know, how do you feel about this area? You guys are from the area. You know, you mentioned this is home. You know, so talk to me about the area. Talk to me about the differences that you see from 4 years ago to now. I think 4 years is a decent amount of time to see a slight change.
Right.
Not major, but slight.
Well, I think he should speak on it more because he actually lived in the city of Scranton. I'm more so on the outskirts, per se. I went to Valley View. So
okay.
he knows Scranton better than anybody at this point.
I would say you said from 4 years ago to now?
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel that the area is transcending?
I mean, there's a lot of like big chains coming here, like Dave and Buster's, Chick-fil-A. Mm. There's a Wawa being built. I think in that aspect, obviously, because they're going to make money regardless. Like the Crumble Cookie, all those big corporation chains are coming and everything.
Where's Crumble Cookie?
Dixon City.
Wow, okay. Yeah, all so, right, damn.
In that aspect, you know, obviously, you got to make money. Small town, you get all these big, big corporations, they're going to bring money. So, and they're going to be probably filled most of the time, Monday through Sunday, besides Chick-fil-A. And from that perspective, obviously, money's going to be made. There's a whole bunch of stuff being foreclosed and everything, but being buy-up by private rich moguls from out of town, groups just either building apartment buildings with these old rundown buildings, building up. It's mostly apartment complexes.
Yes.
Because people are trying to get in this housing and everything. Could be cheap housing, could be high expensive housing. People think, oh, you got this nice area, low crime, low something, yada, yada, yada. Get them in, get them out. But I think the consensus from everybody being like the press was like I said, for me growing up in the city and like just being all around over with my family and friends, from 4 years ago, I would say that was like when I came back from college, I would say wasn't really as bad, to be honest with you. Like the whole sense of work pressed, everything, there's nothing to do. You can find. Like I understand there's like limited resource. I understand that. Obviously, you got to branch out sometime. There's limited resources and limited, you know, limited opportunities here for you to grow with whatever you want to do. That don't mean you got to be depressing. You know, it just depends on how you look at life and in each different aspect. Like you could wake up, be like, oh, I'm going to continue to go to this job, do this, because I want to get out of here and have more opportunity. You can't just be like, oh, I'm depressed. Yeah, you're depressed too. Our whole group's depressed. Yeah, so Scranton's the worst city. And like I said, and you heard Jay show on the before say, we grew up, we weren't paying attention. We weren't hearing none of that noise at all about depression, about like the high anxiety they were having in Scranton and everything. We were just cooling from, like I say, about 4 or 5 years ago. So and then it's just people bringing in that mentality of complaining. Look at me tapping the damn table.
he's done that for 3 episodes. Yeah.
And just complaining. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but other than wake up, pray.
So it does say this was, I think, 2015, so a lot earlier. Mm-hmm. The least happy American regions are Scranton, PA. That was number one.
Nice.
So, like the article says, study reveals unhappiest cities in the U.S. And it said it concluded that Scranton, Wilkes-Barre metro area was the most unhappy place in the
That's
U.S.
So odd. So odd. Because I feel like, so outside looking in, right? I'm not from Scranton, but I feel like Scrantonians have a lot of pride about this area.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
they are. Yeah.
If you're gonna shit on it, like they'll probably be like, nah, bro, that fucking spot on Green Ridge right there is fire, you know, whatever. That spot downtown is fire, you know, yeah, I'm from Scranton, I represent. So, like, from outside looking in, I don't really see that depression.
Okay.
Obviously.
I don't really either at this point now, but yeah.
The one thing you could correlate with depression is alcohol, and there's a lot of alcohol here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, if you're basing it off alcohol sales, okay, we're probably the most depressing fucking city in the area.
And sure. I think that actually, I remember reading it, I remember that being a part of it. I'm not going to read it now. Whatever,
100% ties into it.
It definitely ties
sure.
into it.
For sure.
And I think it's more, I don't think it's, like I said, like I don't think it's just like people waking up being depressed. I think it's a lot of hater type shit, honestly, more so than anything. Because, and we've explained this for 2 episodes now, but it's going to be a third. I think a lot of people look at certain things of like what people are doing. And being like, you shouldn't be able to do that because you're you. Like, what? Why can't, like, why aren't I doing this or whatever the case is? Instead of just actually doing it, people are just complaining, saying you shouldn't do this and you suck. So it's like, I think that ties into it a lot. Now, recently, I feel like a lot more people, at least I've come across a lot more people in Scranton where people are like, all right, like, we're working together. We're, you know, we met you. We've met, you know, obviously Grunza is like one of our dogs, Jay Show, our boy, Ange, like he always, you know, reaches out for advice and things of that nature on his music, like just asking my opinion or whatever the case is. But just like people are really like going out of their way to like, you know, kind of work with each other a little bit more, I think. Whereas at the time it wasn't the case. And that might've been just because it wasn't so, we're doing a lot of creative stuff for ourselves at that point in time when I was like, when I like started doing it. So I think that was partially it. And that was at that time, like this was in 2015, that thing came out around that time. I was starting the podcast, so at least thinking to. So
something you guys mentioned earlier, Brandon, you said it is like, why not us? You know, why not the New Faces podcast be the best podcast? You know, I think about that myself too. That's a mentality thing that I have instilled in me is why not me? You know, why not me? You know, we have our peers, the people we went to school with, you know, they'll look at us further down the line and they'll be like, oh, wow, this person's doing a podcast. Psh. You know, and they'll brush it off, right? That's just something that happens. But let me tell you, recently I had this idea, it's an epiphany. I was like, you know what? I've ran into too many people who I've gone to high school with who are like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Forgot you ran a pod. I'd be like, yeah, okay, sure you forgot, bro, because I'm posting that many times of the week, right? Mm-hmm. My new plan, bro, is just I'm going to start collabing with myself on social media, my personal account. Okay.
Yeah.
Collab for a week. Uncollab. You know, just as a little gem, a dime that I'm gonna drop in knowledge. You know, because in that way, I feel like if you really follow me and you really fucks with me, there's no way that you're gonna be like, "Oh, Kev, I didn't know you ran a podcast." I'd be like, "Oh, word, you're just not paying attention."
Yeah.
You're just not paying attention.
That's
a
thing.
You're so accustomed to seeing what I was before, and you want to keep me at that label, what I was before.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, think that I could be doing a little bit better. It's not like I'm not elevated above no one. I'm just trying to bring good vibes, good peoples, good intentions. Get your message out and bring it out to the world, man. Like, you and I had a conversation yesterday. You were saying that, like, this is what you want to do. You know what I mean? I have the same thing. This is what I want to do, bro. Like, this is stress. You know, I'll be having a stressful week, stressful whatever. Mm-hmm. I hop in a booth. Fucking gone. All of it. Yeah. All of it's gone.
All of it's gone, bro.
It's like, wow. It's like, who knew that I just needed to have a conversation with some people and, you know, share it with the public. So while you're here, thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. You know, check out the New Faces podcast, the Middleman podcast. Little shout out for the shirt real quick. Stand up real quick. Methodonics dropped. You know, he came through to the pod. Thanks for the merch, bro. I appreciate it. Fresh ass shirt here. Dripping, you know, dripping. So make sure you check out his album, Scream.
You did a mid-episode plug? That's crazy.
That was wild.
I always do it at the end.
Nah, bro. Mid-episode. Because you never know who's going to make it to the end, right, guys?
And it's fair. You're not wrong.
So,
all right, fair enough.
That's how we do it. Guys, the basketball tournament. Can we get into that?
Yeah, of course.
What was the response from the public, guys? It's such a fantastic event. And how to go planning into it? You know, talk to me about your basketball tournament here.
First off, it was incredible. Thank you to everyone that showed up. Yourself, obviously. It was amazing. The way me and Zay went about it, like, we talked about it, and like, we always knew this is what the first event was going to be. We just wanted to do it better than, you know, I did it back in 2019, because I felt like I kind of just posted it and then that was it, and just let people respond how they wanted to respond. But we, like, I think we kind of put it into the universe even before, like, we really posted about it. And he has a very large reach. At this point, I feel like I have a pretty large reach. So my fault. But we both have a pretty large reach in that regard. So we were able to get teams pretty easily. Even when teams didn't show up, we had multiple teams coming in afterwards and being like, yeah, we didn't call or we didn't know how to, you know, enter, like, you know what I mean? Cause we said, like, just enter before you could pay us at the, you know, when you get there sort of deal. Which we're not doing that next time. We're just going to get the money straight up because that was ridiculous. But the setup was great. I mean, Zay's whole family came out and helped. They were fantastic. I was useless as fuck that day. To be honest, I'm sorry. But that was on my fault because I was dying that day. But it went really well in terms of reception, in terms of, you know, our boy Tyreek helped us with the food. He works at Nina's, so he was able to get us wings and pizza and all that stuff. He did a real good job there. Like I said, his whole family helped us set up, you know, with the sound and, you know, making sure, you know, and then our refs too. Shout out to the Tanners, Josh, and I forgot his dad's name. Do you remember his pop's name?
Mr. Tanner.
Yeah, we're just going to say
the refs
Mr. Tanner.
Went through it that day.
The refs went through it. And then his boy,
shout out my boy Dave.
Honestly, I love Dave. That was one of the funniest moments of life, though.
It was.
I swear to God.
Dave ain't go back down for nobody. That's why I got him.
That's why I was like, oh my God.
That's,
like,
why I got him.
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious. But, you know, that comes with, you know, pickup games. You're going to have fights. You're going to have, you know, arguments. You're going to have, you know, refs wanting to rip their head off. Josh, I think, did the best because he was just like, shut up.
He knows everybody. That's why, yeah.
Because I remember, I forget who was complaining at this moment. Josh is like, shut up, bro. Just play. Like, it was just, that was a championship game too. So it was really good. But we had people from Binghamton come down.
Wow.
Like, they won second place. We had people from Wilkes-Barre, Keystone College.
Yeah.
Penn State. The people from the Peckville tournament who won. That was Fodor's team, the orange team. Yep. I don't remember anyone's name at the moment. I apologize. But there was a lot of people.
Kevin,
there.
Jared, and Mike.
Yeah. So they played. Next year, the only change is me and Zay will not be playing.
Come on. Why not?
One, I was exhausted. So right away. No.
Yeah, them games are going fast as hell.
But it's not. But the thing is, it's not about us playing basketball. Because, like, whatever. But we want people who play basketball, like, who are, you know, who are trying to either make a living off it or, you know, want to get their game out there and just want to be on video and just have a good time. We want them to enjoy the experience. we will run the shit, and we will make sure, you know, we have camera people and everything else involved, and we get our food and we get set up, everything else. Perfect. But playing in it also while trying to incorporate all that was not it at all. And we, I would say me and him did a very good job, you know, constructing everything and like making sure everything moved very swimmingly. But at the same time, it probably would have been a lot easier if we didn't play. So, but yeah, I mean, the next tournament is going to be great. We can't wait. But that one was really fun.
You guys secured Weston Field. Was that like, did you guys have to get any documentation for that? Or you
I had to call the guy, and me and my brother just had to talk to the guy and everything, get everything set up, documented on like Lackawanna Park.
Yeah.
Had to make sure we had a reserve for that certain amount of time and just put our foot flyers up around the place. Because I grew up right, that's Weston Field. Old hood right there. I grew up right up the street at the little townhouse project up there. So that's, I've known that area for years, raised in that area. So it's pretty special to do it there. And then just bringing all the food, the fam helping out. Shout out to fam. Love y'all. All my friends and everything. Tyreek bringing the food. My mom and them bringing all the food, the drinks. And just, it was just mainly just we were going to charge, obviously, at first. And I was like, whatever. Give it, you know. Out to the community, and then we had people coming from the pool over to get food. We had people just random, just old heads, and people just driving by, coming in, pulling up. I was like, "Whatever, man. It's, you know, well, I'll get it back tenfold." So I wasn't even stressing it.
That's a great community event. I really think that the media, as in the news crews, need to get their asses out there when you guys do it next year on a road, because you know, community. That's a big community bonding session right there. And some people may perceive that area like as a little bit run down, you know, but when the people come out and they support each other, it's an amazing, great time. You know, the crowd was immaculate there. Like, everyone was getting into it. You saw some real talented hoopers, guys. You really did. You guys have any interest in having a commentary going on?
So that's actually what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, since we were playing, we kind of fucked that up, to be honest. It was one of those things where like it's a trial and error sort of deal. So the first time we did it, it went really well, but we want to incorporate more. The guy that we were supposed to have, you know, do the interviews, shout out Gary, did not show up until halfway through. So I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. We'll just, you know, we'll have the video and, you know, go from there. And but yeah, next year we're definitely going to have commentary. We're definitely going to have people interviewing, more cameras, more things of that nature. So it's going to be real fun in that regard.
Let me know however I can help, guys, because you know, I would love to you know, just promote it, get the people out, get the people from the Poconos out to come play ball.
Yes.
Commentate myself. You know, I've commentated in the Poconos.
Yes, you did. That's right. Forgot about that. Yeah. You know? We were there for the one. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's just one of those things, man. And that's what I talk about, podcasting. You never know what avenues it's going to open up for you, right?
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be commentating in a basketball league a day in my life, because I never played professional, like, excuse me, I never played team ball.
Right.
I played street ball. That's all I know, street ball. I was a football player and wrestler, you know? So those are those avenues that open up like gateways for you. Like, ultimately, let's say podcasting doesn't work out, bro, but at least I have a commentary experience now, right?
Yeah.
You need a commentator? Bet. I'm your guy. You need a radio host? I would love to be on the radio. Why not?
Of course.
You know? It's just things like that that I take into consideration while on this journey, that it's going to be a tough one, but there's going to be other doors that open up, you know?
Yeah.
So now you guys are in Philly. Okay, now you guys are in Philly. What are we looking forward to this whole runaround? How do we stay consistent? And what are some big things that the New Faces podcast is bringing to the show?
So, like I said, we are actually in the works. When we get back down for the middle of December. Well, when I get back down, because it'll be like towards the beginning of December. But we have our guy, Anthony, we're going to do like a pre-production sort of deal and kind of just see the setup, what we need to do, what we need to change, what we need to get, everything else. So, you know, we are already going to have things in place. We definitely want to just get episodes of ourselves out, just get our personalities out there, you know, more so than ever. We already have our TikTok set up. We already have our Instagram set up. All social media is set up. What we want to do with the YouTube page, obviously, we have the full episodes on there. We want to get clips on there, but we want to get into live streaming as well. And we already have a plan because we're going to move in with each other next year, you know, because we're going to probably stay in the same house I'm at right now. You know, that'll be more time for us to just sit down, do live streaming, do album reviews, just put it on YouTube, put it on TikTok, whatever it is. Just get content out there at all times. Because we definitely want, and we've definitely been talking about going to, you know, because when you're in Philadelphia, sports there is ridiculous. the fandoms are just absolutely insane.
Are you a Philly fan?
Go Birds.
Oh. Yeah, he's a Bird.
Oh,
fan.
Yeah, and Phillies. You already know. We don't talk about that right now.
Yeah.
It's bird season right now. But we can't take the Phillies talk right now.
No. But we definitely want to get out there for pretty much any game, you know, get on the, you know, interview people, you know, just like the random people on the street sort of deal. We definitely want to get into that because that was fun. Yeah. Because we actually had someone film us not too long ago. Well, during the Eagles run last year.
Yeah, last year.
And we were kind of like looking at each other like, yeah, we got to.
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
Because that was real fun. And then even in the street when we made it to the Super Bowl, I'm not an Eagles fan. when the Eagles made it,
he's not now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am just by support more so than anything. Also, my team sucks. But when we get to you know, if they make it to a Super Bowl again, we have that opportunity to go in the streets and be like, all right, boom, let's get people's reactions because it's going to be absolutely ridiculous. We already know someone's going to fall off a pole of some sort because they're all lubricated up. You know what I mean? Someone's going to fall through a bus stop or whatever the case is. Someone's going to eat horse shit. So we already know what type of time.
Have you guys seen that on the streets? Someone eat horse shit out there?
No, that was when they won the Super Bowl, though. That was
someone did that?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Is it a bet or something?
Does it matter?
Yeah, nah, it's still wrong.
You're right.
It's still ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's still really wrong.
Yeah, it's still really wrong on so many levels. So, yeah, that's kind of our plans right now. It's also like, again, once we live together, like we're in the same house, I feel like we're just going to be content at all times. After work, content.
Headstrong, stay driven, my friends, stay driven. Always. It just sounds like a lot of community involvement. Getting your guys out, getting your personalities out there is not a problem, you know, especially in that city. You guys can engage with the public, as you just said. And I'm looking forward to seeing it all, guys. I really am.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Content on content on content. You know, you both have very likable personalities. So, you know, it's going to be easy to just correspond with the public, you know?
Absolutely.
Sure. The New Faces podcast. What is your mission statement? What's the goal? Talk to me, bro. What are people going to your show to see?
Entertainment. Because we are the two most unserious people on the planet. It's not even close. The amount of times that we have tried to have a serious conversation and it derails in the first 2 minutes is unreal. Like absolutely unreal. And people who are friends with us know this, like how we are with each other and just like in the public, like we're not going to have a serious conversation. It's not going to happen. So it's really just entertainment. We're going to try to do a lot more, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Not like clips or anything like that, but like segments, you know, maybe we do some segments in that regard, kind of read off some things we find on Twitter or wherever the case is, you know, just to like, cause that's going to really bring us out, talk about some, you know, personal stories, things of that nature. But we also, like he said, we want to bring people on. We want to bring people on, get their names out there as well, because there's a lot of creatives in Philly, and not even just like, I'm not even just talking about artists or athletes or things of that nature. There's a lot of like, you know, painters. I know there's a lot of, you know, entrepreneurs, people starting businesses, things of that nature. So we want to get people out there, you know, put them in front of a camera and let them shine. We have someone, her name's Kristen, right?
Yes, sir.
She's a designer. And she does like shoes and stuff like that, like sneakers, shirts. Like her, you know, she's incredible with what she does. So we want to make sure that she's put on a platform, for example, right? We have a lot of people that, you know, our boy Dan, does cooking TikToks, and he just got, he put it out there so I could say it, but he just got a tryout per se to, you know, be on one of the shows, you know, in New York. So, you know, we want to get him on there and just, you know, because that's not even his job. No. That was just some shit he was doing.
Yeah.
That's
nuts.
Yeah. Like he crazy. He was just putting it out there. And I'm like, yo, first off, why haven't you cooked me yet? What the fuck is wrong? But second off, like, when was this one of your talents? Like, no, I had no idea. Until he started posting TikToks, and then he got recognized so fast. And it seemed like something that like was just like a hobby, but then it became like a real passion for him. Like he has a whole setup and everything. Like I know his roommates are like, bro, we can't get in the kitchen for like 6 hours because they're doing this shit. But you know, Dan is killing it right now. Shout out to Dan. But we have, you know, multiple artists as well. Our homegirls, Chelsea and Liz, who are doing great things out there as well. So we have a lot of options in that regard that we want to put on and show, you know, Philly, Scranton, whoever's listening, that we got we know talent.
Zay, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I just want to say, like, we definitely got to get just more content out. on a consistent basis. So the people are like, oh no, there's only a certain amount of stuff that's on them. Whereas like the reels and everything, don't worry, everything's coming shortly. It's gonna take time. We just want to make sure everything is the right setup for everything. We just have everything we need, the proper equipment and everything, the proper like segments we want to do. We just don't want to half ass it just to get a whole bunch of content out.
Right. No, the patience and the development is appreciated. I understand exactly where you guys are coming from, just because, like, you know, the sanctuary shut down and I was out of commission for a while because I wasn't podcasting for a minute, but I still had intentions on going, you know? So we just basically set up with what we had, which was a camera, this table here, none of these lights, blinds wide open. Dude, from episode 51 to, like, now, I'm like, damn, bro, that really looked shitty. That really looked bad. But, you know, I really wanted to get the content out and keep it on a consistent basis. We've been doing that really, really well. Congratulations to my team, you know, always, you know, saying thank you to them, because without them, it's not possible. And I understand, bro, with these growing pains, with rebranding myself, this is my third podcast. This is my third go around, right?
Yeah.
This is it, though. I mentioned it many times. This is it. Like, it's sink or swim now. Like,
yeah.
The middleman is it. If not, I'm just Kevin Martinez, the HVAC guy.
Right.
You feel me? Like, shit. Yeah,
I feel that.
Larry the cable guy.
That's pretty much us. Like, you know. This is my last go around. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I know it will. That's the thing. I don't have any wavering confidence on that. Like, that is, we're gonna.
I certainly believe in you guys, man. I'm so happy that we were able to do this collab, help each other out, you know, and just keep the train going, consistency going. But before we get off the air here, you know, I want to give you guys the floor because we're gonna transition into tea time. Not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. But if there's anything that we missed, final messages that you want to leave for the people, you know, the floor is yours. Brandon, we'll start with you. What was that?
Make sure you follow us on everything. New Faces Podcast on all social media. Like I said, we just got a TikTok, so we're going to be posting on there. Follow me at Brandon Barashro, and you're going to spell it wrong. So just, you know, good luck finding me, I guess. But yeah, it'll be under here. You'll see. It's fine. That's it. That's all I got. Plugs-wise.
Yeah, follow New Faces on all social media platforms. You know, go start supporting each other, you guys. Stop hating on each other, please. Thank you. Small town, big city, you know. All gotta help each other out, mate. We all gonna make it, so might as well just start now, you know what I'm saying? You know. But yeah, thank you, Kevin, for having us on here. Appreciate it.
Fact.
We've been here for 3 days straight.
Yeah. I feel like I live here now.
Yeah, it's been something else.
This wall is gonna be ingrained in my vision forever.
So we appreciate you, man. Thank you.
No, I appreciate you guys, man. You guys are great people. You're hilarious as fuck. Tea time is probably gonna be unhinged. So I'm looking forward to that. And once again, you know, make sure you guys follow the pages. Follow them on Spotify, follow them on Apple. The podcast, the listeners, we need that, okay? So just do us a solid and give us that follow. So with that being said, I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez. We're going to transition into tea time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. We'll catch you all later. Peace.